Are you ready for a little more on what exactly is 5G? In part one, we discussed the malignant spread of Wi-Fi and what 5G means in that context. The second type of 5G we need to talk about is 5G cell service, digital voice and data services delivered over the cellular network. Our goal, as before, is to relieve some of the trauma from the 5G specter by replacing 5G fear with knowledge and a plan for reducing personal exposure. Coming up.
EMF Remedy is dedicated to helping you understand which electromagnetic threats are present in your home, and whether in the context of your current home, one you're considering for purchase, or building a new home with comprehensive protection designed in, EMF Remedy can help you reduce your family's exposure to harmful, man-made electromagnetic radiation.
Hi, this is Keith Cutter with EMFRemedy.com, host of the EMF Remedy podcast. In this crazy 21st century world, personal radiation exposure has been, is being normalized because, well, I don't know. There's no logical reason for it. It isn't as though anybody anywhere thinks that it's safe who's looked at any of the data. It just, you know, my smart device, my thumbs up, my likes, my convenience. So what do you say? What do you say we continue our march through all these different topics having to do with things that increase your personal exposure and your children's personal exposure to the harmful man-made EMF? What do you say we continue, and we'll see if we can't displace some of that fear involved in all of your family exposures with knowledge and a plan for reducing not only your exposure, but that of your loved ones as well. As successive generations of cell service have been deployed over the last 40 years, three trends are apparent: that more and more locations are being served, that each successive generation provides greater throughput, and that there's been a malignant spread to other parts of the electromagnetic spectrum. Now here, as other places we've discussed, the word served in this context means that all life within a, quote, service area is exposed to an unnatural sea of man-made radiation. No sea of man-made radiation, no service. I don't want any service that involves a sea of man-made radiation. How about you? I think of this trend as creating uninhabitable spaces because our biology is tuned to the native electromagnetic environment, whereas all generations of cell service pollute the native electromagnetic environment to the detriment, I believe, of all life. Greater throughput in the context of cell service refers to the ability of a cellular network to deliver data at a faster rate, allowing users to download or upload content such as web pages, videos, or files more quickly. The technical underpinnings of how this is achieved are irrelevant. It doesn't matter. In the context of cell service, greater throughput boils down to more information transferred per unit of time. Remember that. More information transferred per unit of time. I think of information transfer per unit of time as an increase in toxicity. A 1 second exposure to 1G, first generation of cell phones, has much less data content than a 1 second exposure to 5G. I would argue, having experienced both, that neither are without harm. But the 5G is more toxic purely due to the greater amount of information per unit of time. Excellent paper published last week by Arthur Furstenberg that touches on this and other issues. All right, so with me so far, more areas on Earth with a corrupted electromagnetic environment and more toxicity with each successive generation. That's what's been happening since the first generation of cell phones. Now, we've talked about the malevolent spread of Wi-Fi in part one. In the beginning, Wi-Fi had only one band allocation, you know, a contiguous set of frequencies set aside for corruption by Wi-Fi and other technologies. Then a brand new band allocation around 5 gigahertz was allowed to be infected with Wi-Fi. So this malevolent spread is also observed in successive generations of cell service. What I'm saying is it is the same phenomenon. We are spreading the poison across more parts of the band, even as it's becoming more toxic. There are now a multitude, in fact, of bands which have been given over to cell service. I think of this as more and more of the natural electromagnetic spectrum devoted to destruction. Now we have three phenomena: more areas on Earth with a corrupted electromagnetic environment, cell service, more toxicity with each successive generation from increased information content per unit of time, and a malevolent spread to more portions of the electromagnetic environment. What's really unique about 5G is band allocations among the millimeter wave frequencies. Millimeter wave refers to wavelengths, and a wavelength is just the length of a single wave, less than 1 centimeter. This is really unique in that this has previously been, among other things, the domain of military systems, not cell service. As the frequency of electromagnetic radiation increases, so does the energy of each photon in that radiation. This concept is crucial in understanding the behavior of electromagnetic waves across the spectrum, from low energy radio waves to high energy gamma rays. This is the fourth factor at play with 5G cell service. Higher frequency means higher energy. Not all 5G cell service uses millimeter wave technology, but those that do rely on a multitude of antennas and transmitters relative to the number of antennas and transmitters required for lower frequency implementations. This means that an unsuspecting human in such an environment is exposed to a variety of millimeter wave radiation intensities. More from the closer antennas, less from the further antennas. This is a critical issue since, unlike biochemistry, which produces a linear dose-response relationship, biophysics, in terms of EMF exposure, can produce nonlinear dose-response relationships. That's why in a 5G millimeter wave environment, you will have a broader spectrum, Because of this, in a 5G millimeter wave environment, you'll have a broader spectrum of continuously varying doses, which may have the effect of maximizing potential harm. Sometimes a lower dose of non-native EMF causes a greater effect. Dense urban areas with lots of cell towers, especially areas with flat terrain, already have this phenomenon in effect, even with non-millimeter wave implementations. It's just that the millimeter wave requires significantly more transmitters per service area. It is important to understand there are several different implementations of 5G cell service according to frequency. A national carrier may claim 5G service in an area that is only served by lower frequency band allocations. For example, frequencies below 1 gigahertz. So this is where 1G used to live, and 2G and 3G. It may be that in a particular area, many of those frequencies were formerly allocated to 3G cell service, in which case you may be dealing with greater information transfer per unit of time with 5G, which is bad. But you don't have the malevolent spread to higher frequencies, including the millimeter wave. This is the best case scenario for one wanting to reduce personal exposure, and it's typically only available in remote areas with low population density and appropriate terrain features. Reducing personal exposure is best done by carefully positioning your home with regard to terrain so that your house and land is unexposed and can't be exposed in the future by others to cell service or any other terrestrial source of non-native EMF. If you can achieve this, you'll have peace both inside and outside your home forever. That's the advantage of terrain, folks. The next two solutions will require the help of an appropriately qualified EMF consultant. If the terrain solution is not available, the second best solution would involve a house designed with non-native EMF resilience such that the inside of the home has the lowest possible intensity of exposure to RF radiation and no RF sources within the home, obviously. The third best would be to protect your bed and your bed alone by implementing a carefully designed sleep sanctuary, including an appropriate RF shielded bed canopy. Why is this the ultimate fallback? Well, I think if you can protect your sleep, that's huge. The next scenario is an area served by 5G, but with frequency allocations from below 1 gigahertz through frequencies up to as high as 5 gigahertz. More energetic, non-native EMF, greater data density, more corruption of a broader range of frequencies, no millimeter wave exposure, and the solutions are exactly the same as the previous scenario, with an increasing importance of the terrain solution, since the environment is arguably much more toxic. And the last scenario is an area served by 5G up to and including millimeter wave service. If reducing personal exposure to harmful man-made electromagnetic radiation is a priority, the best option is to leave the area. Sorry. I wish I had a better solution, but the mere existence of millimeter wave cell service means that there is no terrain solution possible. If there were, it wouldn't be implemented there, which means no way to be safe outdoors, even at home. Also, no form of shielding is perfect, even a custom-designed EMF-resistant home, which means some RF radiation will get through. If millimeter wave has been deployed in your area, the abundance of antennas required guarantee you're going to be exposed to a multitude of small intensity exposures. I know. You don't want to leave. That's up to you. You want to let someone paint your bedroom black with RF shielding paint as your solution, but beware. Shielding paint is not removable, and if improperly applied, it may result in increased RF radiation in other portions of your home. Bed canopy solutions suffer reduced attenuation above 1 gigahertz, so that may not be a solution either. How do I know which cell service I have? Well, here's where much of the mystery lies. Cell service providers don't always make it clear. For example, they may refer to 5G low band service as part of our 5G network, while Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile brand their higher frequency services as 5G ultra wideband. 5G plus and ultra capacity 5G respectively, without necessarily giving it an indication of whether you're being exposed to millimeter wave RF. Talk about potentially creating fear of the millimeter wave stuff when no fear is warranted, or inspiring confidence when you're actually being exposed to millimeter wave. You just don't know based on the branding. To determine whether you have millimeter wave service in your area, you have two options. I've talked before about the importance of establishing a relationship with your local qualified EMF consultant, who will know all the ins and outs of the local EMF environment. You'll need that person to do your initial assessment to help you with your remediation. You'll be able to consult with that person should any changes in the environment occur. You can call and ask questions like this of that person when you're ready to buy a new home. He can help you find one that's not an EMF mess. And if he's appropriately qualified, when you're ready to build an EMF, anti-EMF fortress, he can help you with that as well. So what do you think my favorite solution is? Have a relationship with your local qualified EMF consultant. The second option is to purchase your own millimeter wave RF meter. I know of only one with the requisite accuracy, sensitivity, frequency range, and third-party testing. Full disclosure, I'm a proud affiliate of this company. We're talking about Safe Living Technology. You are welcome to use my discount code if you like, which is REMEDY5, REMEDY5. The product is, of course, the Safe and Sound Pro Millimeter Wave Meter. I would suggest just getting it the default with the cheap antenna. That's all you're going to need. You don't need the attenuator. If you need the attenuator, you're living in the wrong place. And there is nothing... Well, I won't go there. Anyway, just get the base package, I think, to start with. That should be all you need. Okay, so now you know what 5G means in the context of Wi-Fi, right, from last time, and what various types of 5G cell service involve with respect to RF radiation exposure. Cell phone service is a bad thing. Each generation is worse. Millimeter wave exposures are beyond the pale. If you're not familiar with that terminology, look it up. Beyond human decency. The only known safe level of exposure to RF radiation is zero. Places safe from terrestrial sources of RF radiation, such as cell service, are becoming increasingly difficult to find. The solutions I've outlined herein are solid, but you'll need professional help with the implementation. If you have a local qualified EMF consultant, consider working with them to find an appropriate location or to implement the right solution for your specific situation. If you need one-on-one help, I do coaching sessions. Get in touch with me through the website. Terrain is our last hope for protection against terrestrial sources of RF. Next time, God willing, we're going to explore other millimeter wave exposures not associated with 5G. If you have a heart to help what we're doing here in putting together this kind of actionable intelligence, if you will, consider becoming a donor. emfremedy.com/donate, or there's a link in the description of this podcast. Thank you for spending some time with us. Would you pray for us that our efforts here might be a blessing to many? Keith Cutter, emfremedy.com. See you next time.
The EMF Remedy Podcast is a project of EMF Remedy LLC. We'd like to be your trusted guide for achieving a better EMF environment in your home. The contents on this podcast are provided for informational purposes only and are not intended to substitute for the advice provided by your doctor or other healthcare professional. It is not intended to be, nor does it constitute, healthcare or medical advice. Opinions of guests on this podcast do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the EMF Remedy Podcast.